Well, what's the story here in Australia with the price of used cars? It is just unbelievable. There has been feverish demand for used cars, and it's pushed prices of some vehicles higher than the equivalent of new models. Automotive history insiders are saying that the appetite for some models is just out of control, to the point where lucky motorists are making five-figure profits within days of collecting a new car. But it's not just used cars, it's new cars as well. There was one story I noticed online yesterday about a happy car owner who turned a $24,000 profit, not $24,000, a $24,000 profit by selling his Toyota Land Cruiser soon after buying it. I mean, it just indicates how much the market for secondhand cars has boomed. Our car expert here on the night shift is James Ward. He's the publisher of caradvice.com. He's on the phone right now. Mate, good morning to you. Welcome to the night shift around Australia on the Triple M network again, James. But, mate, this is crazy.
Mate, it is absolutely, what is the word of the era? Unprecedented.
Yeah, yeah.
And it is, look, we get asked this every day, what is my car worth? And currently we don't know, because this is basically breaking all the rules of secondhand car markets. And you've got a multitude of things at play here. So the Land Cruiser is a really good example, because it's kind of a bit isolated in a way. It's got a perfect storm in that the 200 series Toyota Land Cruiser is at an end of its life. And the new car, the 300 series, does away with the twin turbo V8. And you've got a lot of buyers going, I really want that engine. We don't know what the new car is going to have. It'll be a six cylinder. It might be a hybrid. We don't really know. So that's pushed up demand of the last of the Land Cruisers. And then you've got the issue of cars aren't being built or made or brought in. And so you've got that double demand from both sides of the coin. You can't buy a new one, so it's pushing prices up of secondhand ones.
But even the new ones are ridiculous. I was reading a story during the week where a bloke bought, once again, it was a Toyota Land Cruiser, a V8 Land Cruiser. And when you buy a new car, as you know, as soon as you drive it off the lot, it usually goes down in price by about 8 to 10 grand. This went up. He made a profit on it.
Well, that's exactly right. Like, it is... it's the way that we're seeing that people can only get a certain amount of value for a new car. Like, you've got a price set for a new car. The dealers can't kind of crank that up to make any more. So what we're finding is people will buy one new, literally drive it around the block, and then sell it for more as a new car, as a used car, sorry, because you physically can't get a new one. And what we're seeing now across the board is that cars... So the big issue here out of the back of COVID is semiconductors, computer chips that go into cars.
Yeah.
When the pandemic hit, all of the car brands said to the semiconductor factories, guys, slow down. We just need a bit of a stop, because we're not going to be building cars. And now that there's the demand in market, it's come back a bit faster than everybody expected. Those manufacturing processes haven't quite ramped up to meet the expectations of the market. And then you basically can't get a car. They can't build a car because they don't have the computer chips to put in the car. And so that has this massive flow-on effect to us in Australia, is we are simply not getting the cars that people are wanting at the time that they're wanting. And so the only choice buyers have is to go to a secondhand car. And so if you've got one that people want, you can basically charge whatever you like for it.
Once upon a time, if you were a used car salesman and you went home to meet your girlfriend's parents for the first time and told them what you did, you didn't last very long. Now you're welcome with open arms.
Well, that's right. Like, yeah, becoming a car salesman is the new, you're a Bitcoin trader, you're a funds manager now, especially you see things. So one of the weird ones that we've seen as being completely unexpected is the little Suzuki Jimny, the tiny little short wheelbase four-wheel drive. They have a list price of under $30,000. And you can see them secondhand with 20, 30,000 Ks on them asking nearly double that. People are wanting to charge $40,000 for a secondhand Suzuki Jimny purely because you can't get a new one and everybody wants one.
So I'm talking with James Ward, publisher of caradvice.com. James, Does this then create a perfect storm for Australia's car manufacturing industry to be kickstarted? I was talking to the leader of the opposition, Anthony Albanese, about this last week, and we're going to talk about it again this week. Are we poised to be able to jump on manufacturing electric cars? How are we placed?
Well, look, this is the thing. To come up to speed and be able to build things from scratch is, you're talking years to get there and billions of dollars. Where we could possibly be, and if you remember back in the, well, the 1950s and 1960s, Australia used to manufacture cars. We used to build them. We didn't create them from scratch. We used to put them together as what's called a TKD, a total knockdown. And we would build Peugeots and Mercedes and Volvos here in Australia that came over from overseas. It was basically just like a big prefab Lego set put together. That, in today's market, where you're dealing with, say, electric skateboard chassis that are developed in markets overseas, could come out to Australia in parts. You could have Australian manufacturing put unique bodies and wheels and other components on it. We know those manufacturing businesses are still running in Australia because they export parts overseas. So you could end up with an assembled car in Australia, not necessarily a manufactured one, if that makes sense.
Do you think we will manufacture electric cars here, though?
Do you know what? I don't. I think the issue that we have, and it's what really came into play with Ford and Holden and Toyota and Mitsubishi, is we're an expensive production market. We are an expensive labor force. And if you've got cars that are being developed in markets where building them is substantially cheaper than building them in Australia, all of those economies of scale weigh out, that it's cheaper to build them somewhere else and ship them out here. However, we see there are components that are still manufactured in Australia and exported overseas. There's a lot of development and engineering that goes on in Australia for overseas markets. So you never know. We may find a new niche in that section. We might find that those semiconductors that we can't get on a global scale, maybe something like that is something we could build in Australia and then export to a global market.
All right, James, just quickly, I've just noticed I've never seen so many Kia Stingers on the road. Is it just my imagination?
Well, the Stinger is kind of it's the spiritual successor to a big power Falcon or a Commodore, because it is especially in the top spec one, it's a turbocharged 6-cylinder rear-wheel drive big sedan. And it's kind of the only one you can get without going to an expensive BMW or a Mercedes-Benz. Yeah. And so you're getting, kind of V8 power. You're getting modern technology. I reckon they're a good-looking thing too.
Yeah, they do look
In an affordable platform, in a rear-wheel drive.
But the jury's still out because they haven't been around for long enough. We don't know how long they're going to last, do we?
No, and there was discussion earlier this year where Kia may have put them on the chopping block, but they were saved for another generation. So, yeah, it's one of those cars that people like them and there's a lot of interest in them, but there's just not the bulk buying power.
Race them at Bathurst.
Look, I reckon Stinger race cars, we see them as police cars, though. I think those fleet buyers as pursuit specials, that could be kind of cool.
It could be kind of cool. I could talk cars all day with you, buddy. And I'll tell you what, why don't we talk more regularly?
I would absolutely love that. Talking cars, it's a very, very easy thing to do. It's lucky. It's my job.
Giddy up. James Ward, publisher of caradvice.com. You have a great weekend, buddy. We'll talk soon.
You too. I look forward to it.
Around Australia on the Triple M Network. This is The Night Shift with Luke Burner. The Night Shift.
If you want to join in the conversation, have a crack right now. 133353's The Night Shift. It's Friday.